Welcome to Geekopolis.
Yo, this Tron. That's JP over there.
Hey, yo!
Welcome to Geekopolis. How y'all doing? We're doing fucking amazing.
This is like episode 4? This is like our new hope.
What? Oh, no. Don't put that much pressure on me.
Oh, sorry, man.
So this has to be the best thing in the history of the world.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
No pressure.
We are fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna cry at night.
But we have some great topics to talk about today.
Some good stuff, mostly bad, because we're negative assholes.
Well, you're a negative asshole that feeds me negativity, and once you have a diet of negativity, you just shit negative all over the place. I'm normally a pretty positive guy. You're bringing me down.
Oh.
We're going to bring this up a notch.
What's that movie? Human Centipede. We're like a human centipede. We're like a yin-yang. We're back around. We're just eating out of each other's own asses.
Yeah, it's a great... Oh, God. That'd be horrible.
Yeah, it's fucking good. Because your ass... You don't even process your food, by the way. I mean, it just comes out like... It's a full barbecue pork roast just in my fucking face all the time. It's awesome.
I think the fact that they, you know, sew your face to my ass with shoelaces would be pretty fucking amazing.
Question. Now, this is real talk right here. Your asshole, very hairy. We've been down this road before. I've seen it. You've shown me pictures.
Yeah.
My face, not very hairy.
Not at all.
Yeah, I can't grow a mustache at all. I mean, not even a bit. I mean, I tried to grow a handlebar mustache. I just look like a 15-year-old boy, you know, that just hit puberty and my voice cracks. I mean, it's terrible.
You look like a tubby Justin Bieber.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if your ass is so hairy and my face is so...
Not.
Would my face being, you know, attached to your ass, would it eventually start to be hairy as well?
It could, like, if you, let's say you got a cut on your face while you're down there, like, eating my shit, apparently, or whatever happens. There's a possibility, maybe, like, a hair transplant happens, something like that, like
they do
with bald dudes.
Yeah.
And then, so you come up with a fucking really, like, shitty-looking Mongolian beard. You look like a 175-year-old Asian man, with that long, wispy beard,
Dude, I've always wanted to be an old Asian guy.
Wouldn't that be fucking legit? Yeah. Start eating my ass right now.
I'm out, baby. Let's get in there. No, but talk about eating ass.
Okay.
The Wonder Woman costume.
Oh, my God.
That was a beautiful segue, by the way. I should give props.
High fives. Yeah, we still make high fives happen on Geekopolis.
Because we're idiots.
They're still there.
So, Wonder Woman costume, what happened is, you know, Adrian Palicki was casting in the Wonder Woman show, which is being, you know, strong-armed by David Kelly, and in this costume, which I think is hard to call it that, you have, it's not even spandex, it's just shiny sadness.
This is what it is. It's the night before Halloween, and you need a costume.
Oh my God, I need a costume.
So you go down to Costume Holiday House.
Which is where I go every year.
Every fucking year, and you're like, what am I gonna wear? Oh, in a fucking plastic bag, hanging on the rack, is a fucking Wonder Woman costume.
Oh shit, I want to wear a Wonder Woman costume so I can beat off on the Wonder Woman's tits, which are my own tits.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you buy it, you take it home, you put it on.
Of course. Does it fit?
They have plus sizes. We're going to give them some credit.
Good. All right.
Okay. You take it home, you put it on, you look in the mirror.
Oh, look at me.
It looks just like her fucking costume.
I mean, I think I would be a better Wonder Woman at this point. The thing is about that costume, I mean, it's all kind of bad, but there's this crotch area, which is just like, it looks like hammer pants. It's so open and loose.
I'm thinking she has a nice crotch area. Like, I'm looking at her like, okay, she's got it together. Maybe they had the custom
fit. I want camel toe in my Wonder Woman costume.
Maybe she has, like, walrus toe, and so it had to be increased.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
that's
God.
Why the pants are like that. Like, she had, like, her camel toe extended up to her cleavage. That's how bad it was. So they had to, like, get these new pants and tuck it down and, like, wrap it around her legs.
Oh, my. I never thought about that.
That's
they maybe shouldn't have cast her if her vagina was a fucking nuclear disaster. So.
Yeah, well. That shows you how much they know. They should have looked to Japan before they went.
Oh.
Too soon?
You know what would have been great? If Superman were real.
Yeah.
And saved Japan.
It would have been pretty badass.
Because Japan needed a fucking superhero. Oh my God.
Godzilla could have done a better job than what the Japanese government did.
Interesting fact. You know that Godzilla is a metaphor for the United States of America.
Yes, but that's a little too deep than what we want to get into here.
No, it's not deep at all. We fucking destroyed, blew a bunch of their cities, and then we came and defended them for 50 years. And that's Godzilla. Godzilla attacked it first, and now he defends them.
Well, you just pretty much blew some people's brains apart.
Right. Fuck there. You, people listening to this podcast.
Oh.
You just got your mind fucked with my dick.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's my job to insult our listeners.
Oh, man.
Not your job.
I'm sorry.
I just slapped you in the fucking pie hole.
Like a douche. But back to the Wonder Woman costume. Yeah. I can't fucking understand that. Like, this got through everyone. Like, the person wearing it wasn't like, oh my god, it looks stupid. The fucking creator of it wasn't like, oh, this is terrible. The costume creator, like, they all said, this is fantastic. And let's go forward.
And here's the thing with me that I don't understand with it, too, is, as we know, and as you hate, I'm a Smallville fan. But the costumes on Smallville don't look that fucking horrible.
No!
They're pretty legit for the most part. Also, Smallville Superman's gonna fly next episode.
Yeah, finally. Sure.
10 years. Only taking them 10
so
years.
So worth it.
Then, whoosh.
He's gonna jump.
But the boots, I thought, though, in the costume were really fucking hideous because they seemed to be just an extension of the blue pants.
Yeah.
And the coloring of the blue
was weird.
Not Wonder Woman blue. Not like a navy, like American blue. Is that what's the blue on the American flag called?
Navy.
Is it navy blue?
It's called America blue.
Is it America blue? Yeah. You're the fucking artist, dude. I thought
it's navy called blue.
But it's not that color.
Who fucking cares? It's blue.
It's a dark blue. It's a specific blue that Wonder Woman wears.
Oh, it's called Tainted Periwinkle. You fucking idiot.
Oh, Tainted Periwinkle.
That's what I call your asshole.
That sounds like a good porn name.
I love eating your Tainted Periwinkle.
Tainted Periwinkle is like a leprechaun porn. Like, oh, Tainted Periwinkle. That's like a little dwarf chick.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I don't know either. Anyway.
Wow, that was fucking weird.
So, Wonder Woman costume, fucking dog turds.
Yeah, but what I was going to say, what I tried to segue into, but then really we just got to talk about how cool Superman is, was the fact that Zack Snyder has said Superman probably going to be called Man of Steel. He wants it to be called Man of Steel. And that it's ignoring all the fucking previous movies.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yes. I mean, the only thing I'm not loving is all these constant reboots that they're having to do. I mean,
what are you talking about? They're not rebooting anything. Oh, they're rebooting everything.
Okay.
My bad. Okay. I said that wrong.
That was real silence because I was confused. You know, and on the rise that comic book movies and everything are right now, and you know, for us, it's great. That's what we tend to talk about the most on here. And really, if they keep rebooting the shit, it's going to piss people off, and it's going to take away. Well, it's going to be a detriment to it.
Eventually, they'll reboot something that's awesome.
Like Tron?
Don't you come at Tron. I like Tron. Oh. Leave Tron alone. I'm saying, like, they'll be like, Christopher Nolan's Batman movies are stupid. We're rebooting those. And people will be like, what?
Well,
no!
We'll finally see how the new Batman movie, you know, Dark Knight Rising, they cast some little girl. Rumors
some girl named Juno.
Yeah, it's just going to be possibly the spoiler, the female Robin, or they're going to have her be the little girl prostitute with Catwoman, which is probably what they're
thinking right now. So you're telling me there's going to be a lesbian sex scene between Catwoman and the little girl prostitute?
I fucking hope so. I'd see Anne Hathaway's tits any day of the week. Which apparently in Love and Other Drugs you can go
you
buy
You can totally
them
see that.
And just get them all
they're
over
nice
the place.
They're quality breasts. She's classy, so I don't want to like degrade her breasts. I feel like those are very beautiful.
Oh, really?
Maybe I would mash them together just a small bit and then stick my dick in between them, you know, and then thrust back and forth until I come over her chin. Just maybe. How do you feel about that?
I'd probably motorboat her.
Ooh.
But I do that before you fucked her tits, because I wouldn't want to put my face into that area.
You know, that's a good call. I'm glad that you specified.
Absolutely.
If we're going to tag team Anne Hathaway, you motorboat first, then I tit fuck.
Because let's face it.
Yeah.
If it's going to happen, the only way it's going to happen is both of us are there.
Yeah.
Like, we have enough pieces together.
One of us has to hold her down while the other one's doing it.
That's right.
Well, hold on. We do not condone raping Anne Hathaway unless it's us.
Yeah.
Wait, did that come out wrong?
It did. Kids, don't rape Anne Hathaway.
No. Who are the kids listening to this?
I don't know. There's somebody's kid listening to
this. Well, what I do, every time I record an episode, I take it to a preschool, and then I put it in the loudspeaker so they have to listen to it. Yeah. I feel like I'm teaching these kids a lot.
I bet they know a lot about dicks.
Not enough.
They know more about dicks than they ever fucking would have learned in the world by themselves.
You're welcome, children. Well, since we're talking about all this DC stuff, there's also this DC Nation Cartoon Network thing that's going about.
Yeah, I just caught a glimpse of this. Apparently Cartoon Network, which is owned by Time Warner, partnering up with DC, which I guess it's really not partnering up when they're all owned by the same company.
Yeah.
But they want to look at doing, like, all DC content on, like, a cable channel. And also doing all DC content, like watch old episodes of the Super Friends and all the old Batman animated series.
Sure.
All this stuff.
Good just times.
DC. The logo for it looks pretty sweet. If you type in DC Nation, I was really impressed and taken back by it for a moment. And then I wrote it down and said, oh, we'll talk about it for a second. And we did.
Well, we did it!
And that's scheduled for next year, 2004.
Oh, my God. I'm glad we talked. Like, this is pressing. We had to get it out.
We're going
to
get the word out there. Because with our now, what, like 87 listeners.
Oh, my God.
They're going to fucking spread the word. It's going to be all over the country. It's
Can't you badass. Fucking asshole share this with your friends? This is something that deserves to go on your Facebook wall, and you need to talk about this to every person you meet at work.
It really hurts our feelings if you don't.
Yeah. If you don't, we're going to come over there and shit in your cereal.
Yeah. Literally.
I'm 100% serious.
And I hope you eat your cereal out of like a 32-quart casserole dish, because that's how much fucking shit we'll deliver.
It is nasty. I've been eating it for years. So. It's shit, not the cereal.
Yeah, the cereal we just actually dump out of the bowl, then I shit in the bowl, then he eats it.
So you get a little bit of the residual cereal.
Yeah, the dust. You get the cereal dust.
What the fuck are we doing? What the fuck have we done with our lives?
I don't know.
We are just sad, jaded old fanboys that just sit around and talk about geek movies and talk about our dicks and our assholes every day, all day.
And why not? There's nothing left to do. There's nothing left to discover. We're just caught in the fucking daily grind. At least we're going to do this, do something awesome. I encourage you people at home to do the same.
Yeah. Shit in your cereal.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about, right?
And eat it. Okay. What are we moving on
sorry,
to
next? Sorry. Because... So,
yeah.
DC Nation... Marvel Nation, Captain America, fuck yeah!
Captain America, fuck yeah. New trailer came out, or full trailer, actually.
Yeah.
Came out.
Finally. A little late in the game, honestly.
A little bit, but still, trailer nonetheless. I was very pleased with it.
You were pleased.
I was.
Pleased like a dick suck, or pleased like a
look, there's,
hand job?
There's very few things that are as good as... dick suck or a hand job.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Okay.
At the end of the day. I'm not gonna...
Let's bottom line this shit.
Bottom line.
HJ or BJ, you decide right now. How was the Captain America trailer?
It was beach worthy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Up to the beach status.
I'm knocking it up to the beach
status. Nice. Here's my thing. Hold on, I want to talk about this for a second.
Okay.
They only show like two shots of Captain America actually being Captain America, and they show like 70 seconds of... shitty, scrawny Captain America.
They do.
Just like, but the thing is, when they show it, he's standing still. And he's not moving. It's, you can tell they're like, listen, this guy never really got this skinny, so we had to like superimpose his face on it, so we're not moving him around at all. So he's eerily still in every shot that he's in. Except for the shot where he's fighting, where it's obviously a stunt double, and they just had to like paste his face on.
Well, you know, with that, though, the eerily stillness, I think that maybe will add some sort of artistic intrinsic value. Like, he's Steve Rogers. He really can't do a whole lot because he's a fucking stick.
Yeah.
You know, so that... And then after you see him for however long he's going to be Steve Rogers in the movie, knowing Marvel, it could potentially be 90 minutes out of the 92-minute film that they're going to produce.
That's what I'm a little worried about.
Very Spider-Man-esque, but it is an origin story. We got to go through all this stuff, get it out of the way, and there's going to be a lot of potential. But there were some really delicious, small geek tidbits that I picked up.
Oh, God, hit me with them, son.
Out of them. So, during the transformation sequence, like when he's already done...
Stark. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah!
That's Iron Man's daddy!
That's him daddy!
Oh, my lord!
That's him daddy!
Him daddy, there, he gonna make him an Iron Man, too!
And then he went and made a Captain America.
Before he made Iron Man.
Yeah.
It was
so,
nice.
So that was pretty...
No, it's good. I like that inclusion. It breaks away from the comic book continuity, but I like that it's connecting the movies together in that way.
Yes, which... That's what they wanted to do. So they're actually going and setting out doing what they want
to do. How much you want to bet that they retrofit Stark was there for the Captain America creation?
He was there.
Oh, he was there.
I believe so. In the Ultimates universe.
In the Ultimates, okay.
Yeah, because this is all Ultimates universe.
Yeah, they've really kind of made it Ultimates, so I kind of see what you're saying. So in the Ultimate, okay.
Yeah. So I do believe he was there. The other thing was Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos.
Nick Fury wasn't there, though. Was he?
Oh, wait, Nick Fury's black. Okay, so there weren't any dudes in World War II at that time. But there was definitely, for sure, Dum Dum Dugan.
Nice.
Kicking down the doors with his shoddy.
Gotta have it.
And his bowler.
Mm-hmm.
And his mustache.
Beautiful.
All there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, little tear. Also, when the Red Skull unmasked, like when he took that mask off, that was pretty cool.
Well, we talked about, they've kind of shown it. They now have a still shot of Red Skull. It looks awesome. They've shown that shot a little before. But what they did show you was that that introduction is to, like, Captain America. So it's Captain America before he's got his, like, awesome costume, and it's when he's in more of the standard...
Military
fatigues. And he's, like, standing there with Bucky, like, oh, shit, what the fuck is that? That's crazy!
Actually, before I get to a negative, I want to do one more positive. I really liked seeing the Tommy Lee Jones, like, the drill instructor type guy. Like, I was like, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do with this fucking old leather-faced piece of shit.
Yeah.
And turned out to be like, okay, I can see him doing this. It's not a super major role, but he's there. I'd like to get his character name so I could see if it ties in or if he's a brand new character they've introduced to the movies to outfit this.
I'm unaware.
The only thing I saw that I was kind of like, was the super hyper technology. Like when you see the Hydra army.
Yeah.
And like they have guns with LED lights in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Can't they just have World War II weapons? They have to be, like, fucking G.I. Joe lasers.
I don't know how super high-tech they're going to be. Just because they have laser sights. I mean, World War II, a lot of military development and technological advancements happened at that time. The nuclear weapon.
That's true. And that was really the extent of it, though. I mean, I don't want to see them overdo it. Like, even Captain America's freezing in the ice. If they try to go and deviate from that, like, how that happens... How shitty would that be?
Yeah, you're right.
So, I just don't want to see him go too over the top. Ooh, we gotta have these super elite costume designs and shit like that. Like, keep it simple, keep it pure. Have him just beat the shit out of dudes. It'd be awesome.
While you're talking about that,
mm-hmm.
We have an interesting casting call to talk about this week. Let's get into it.
Casting call.
Wizard casting call.
Wizard did a casting call for Captain America way, way back in 1999 in June, and this was issue 94.
Issue 94.
And oddly enough, they're talking about the Spider-Man movie, so kind of cool. And they were going to have an interview with Kevin Smith in his comic book store.
Hmm, Red Bank.
He has a couple podcasts, I hear.
He does.
Maybe 15, 30?
The one podcast he has... Smodcast, I think it's up to like 160 episodes.
Yeah, well, he's also got one, Jane Silent Bob the Old. Love it. It's a good time.
I haven't listened to it yet. I normally listen to a podcast when I'm on the treadmill at the gym.
You working out a lot now, bro?
I've slimmed down a little bit, actually.
How much weight you lost?
About 10 pounds.
Okay.
But I'm rebuilding muscle, so I could have lost more weight. Like,
listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen. Let's be honest with ourselves. It's mostly cheeseburgers in there.
I fucking love cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't love cheeseburgers?
I'm not saying I'm stopping eating cheeseburgers.
You point me out a person who doesn't love cheeseburgers, and I'll show you a fucking animal.
Jonathan Brandis?
Let's beat that dead dolphin.
Fucking just stuff a cheeseburger in his corpse's face. But Captain America.
We had Jonathan Brandis. Anyway, casting call, Captain America, let's do it. Who do you think they would cast as Captain America 1999? Hit me. Who do you think?
1999. God, that was a long time ago.
Oh.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. Why not?
You would be wrong, good sir.
Who would have thought?
This is maybe the worst casting in the casting call I've ever seen.
Really? And we have to make this funny.
I don't think we can. Jim Davidson. Where would you think Jim Davidson would be from in order to be cast as Captain America?
You said Jim Davidson. I'm still thinking 1999, so I'm like, Jim Brewer.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Captain America.
He was on TV Specific Blue.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
What the fuck? I just don't understand. Like, this guy... waste of time, right? It just shows the, how short-sighted a lot of geek casting is, I think. A lot of guys, they go and they find someone who they think looks like that person, just in pure physical appearance. This happens all the time on message boards, on Ain't It Cool News, on Joe Blow, on Latino Review, all these where they're like, oh, I think this guy should be casting this guy. And they go nuts over it. But in the end, it's just based on appearance. It's not about acting ability, what he can truly bring to the table, how he can sell your movie, how he can bring the movie up to that next level just by his charisma.
Absolutely.
And who the fuck is Jim Davidson?
Nobody knows. Nobody cares. He's probably dead in a fucking ditch somewhere right now, which I hope he is, because he didn't deserve to be nominated for fucking Captain America. And
nominated?
Yes.
Like, he gets an award? Like, what the fuck is
You don't get the fucking award until you get the job.
Oh,
okay, he got a nomination.
Yeah, I mean, just this is just such short-sighted, shitty casting. And it seems like it's going to be a part of our Wizard casting call every time. There's always one person that we're like, are you kidding me? It's the main character, and it's a, are you kidding me? But they did do some really cool stuff here.
Okay, okay.
Nick Fury, who do you think they'd cast? Now, this is before Black Nick Fury.
Okay, before
Samuel Jackson was literally drawn into comic books as Nick Fury by Brian Hitch.
Brian Hitch, yes.
So this is White Nick Fury.
White Nick Fury. David Hasselhoff. Wait, they did that. For real.
It worked out really well. No, Tommy Berenger.
Very nice.
Love it.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking would have loved Tom Berenger back in the day to be fucking Nick Fury.
Fucking eye patch and shit.
Now, like, he's a little old and fat.
Yeah. Like, the substitute Tom Berenger would have been a badass.
Oh, fucking Platoon Tom Berenger.
Ooh. Last of the Dogmen Tom Berenger.
Oh, my God. I love me some Tommy Berenger.
Yeah. Sniper Tom Berenger.
Oh, boom.
Kapow.
Just got shot in the head with a sniper bullet.
Oh.
From Tommy Berenger's.
That's what that noise was.
All right. Now we get into some good stuff.
Okay.
The Buckster, Bucky. The always attainable sidekick, Bucky. Who do you think would be cast as Bucky 1999?
1999, Bucky, Emilio Estevez.
That would have been great.
Well, that would be fucking awesome.
But you'd be wrong. J.T.T. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. As fucking Bucky?
Fuck
Did
yeah!
Did I do realize that in 1999, how old was Jonathan Taylor Thomas in 1999? Like,
65.
Probably.
Yeah, he was old.
Those kids are fucking...
Fuck that guy.
Wow.
What do you do with that information? It looks like you're perplexed now. Are you going to be alright?
It's really hard to fucking compute why you would put that fucking douchebag in as Bucky. Again, it shows, I guess, the poor quality. Like, hey, he's Captain America's teen sidekick.
I guess you could say they got someone who had high stature, who at the time was really blowing up.
I think they would have had a better choice at this point. And maybe he was already dead by then, but they might as well fucking cast Jonathan Brandis.
I wish they would have. Fucking JTT. God damn it. Wizard, what are you doing?
But now this is one I know. I'm really impressed with this, because a little known Captain America character, very popular 80s, 90s, though, was Nomad.
Nomad.
And who are you going to cast as Nomad?
There's only ever been one Nomad, in my opinion. Yeah. Lorenzo Lamas.
Ooh. An excellent choice.
Because I believe he was on a TV show, Renegade, that was basically Nomad at the time.
That's out on DVD now. But if I was going to make Nomad, my Nomad would definitely have to have tiger blood and Adonis DNA. And always win.
Yeah, it would, baby. I'll tell you.
They cast Charlie Sheen as Nomad.
How many strippers is this guy blowing right here?
I have no idea, but wow. He would have been a fucking crazy, insane Nomad, which I guess is okay, because he's supposed to be kind of crazy and insane.
Yeah, Nomad's kind of nuts, and Charlie Sheen's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Nomad fucks a bunch of prostitutes and strippers, does a lot of blow,
okay.
Freaks out on TV, has been married several times to very beautiful women,
yeah.
And beats them up, right?
I think, yeah, he uses those little throwing discs.
Okay.
That's what he
That's
uses.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the same thing.
Same thing.
100%.
And you open up the discs, and that's where the cocaine is.
You gotta hide it somewhere.
That's where I'd put it.
You can't just put it in your fucking pocket.
But yeah, Charlie Sheen as Nomad. Well, let's cast Charlie Sheen as Black Panther.
Ooh.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a terrible casting.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway. I don't know where you're going with that.
I have no idea. It's a Charlie Sheen thing. It just ramble and don't make any sense. And
I like it. I mean, that's kind of... He set a whole new precedent in pop culture to go fucking crazy and appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's some more people here that I kind of like a couple of these. It's interesting. They cast the Falcon.
Okay.
And they have cast Dennis Haspert.
Oh, Dennis Haspert from 24. Also the Allstate commercials.
All day.
Very nice, actually. Yeah. I think he, especially back then, he'd been a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been an excellent choice for a Falcon.
I call him TV Obama.
TV Obama?
Yeah, because every time he's on TV, he's Obama, basically. He's he's like, I'm the black president.
Dum Dum Dugan.
Dummy Dum Dugs.
And another excellent choice, I think.
Love this choice. I almost feel like that they were made for each other.
They were.
Dick Butkus.
My two dads, Dick Butkus. As Dum Dum Dugan.
That's what you're going to say Dick Butkus was from. I heard he may have played one or two games before he got into acting. You know, but he's mainly known.
What did he play?
Parcheesi, some Monopoly.
Oh, fucking yeah. Monopoly Dick Butkus.
Yeah, Monopoly's Dick Butkus.
Holy shit.
Yes. Yeah, no, perfect. Dum Dum Dugan, like, I would love to have seen that. Brings that heat.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Intensity.
Oh, fan-medley.
I mean, every episode of My Two Dads. Just pure.
All six.
Unbridled.
All six episodes.
You Paul Reiser.
Yeah. Was he on that show?
He was one of the two dads.
I don't think he was.
I'm almost 100% certain that Paul Reiser was one of my two dads.
I don't think he was.
What was the name of the other two dads?
The other two dads?
Yeah. Other two dads.
Look, all I know is Dick Butkus had an ice cream shop, and that's all I remember, and the two dads. I don't think it was Paul Reiser.
I'm 100% sure it's Paul Reiser. Paul Reiser.
Seriously?
Craig Evigan and Stacey Keenan.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You can introduce it then.
15 points to the Tron.
I actually,
15 points to the Tron.
You really? You're going to
the Tron.
15 points for knowing Paul Reiser was a dad on My Fucking Two Dads?
Yes.
You are a fucking whore.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of that moment. You've been bested, my Brend.
I guess your Brend has been bested.
Yeah, it's a bro and a friend.
Oh, a Brend.
A Brend.
Hmm,
you gotta keep up with this shit, man.
I'm out of the loop.
Yo, what's up, Brend?
Dude, I'm fucking sitting here in a bathroom.
He's so sitting here in a bathroom. He's serious.
We're in a bathroom, fucking PJ pants and, like, slip-on fucking old man shoes.
So let's give a little background to what's going on today. We're hanging out with a couple of our friends, and we're recording our podcast in one of our friends' offices. And so we're supposed to hang out. We're hanging out all day, and JP shows up in a fucking bathrobe. He's got slippers on, he's got Zumba pants, and a fucking bathrobe.
Yeah, so? Fuck you, man.
I'm just saying you look good.
I know.
Real good. Oh, my God.
Wait until we go out to dinner tonight, and I'm going out in this.
I can't believe that. Are you really?
Fuck yeah, we'll go do that.
Oh, that's going to be sweet. All right, so, let's hold on. There's one more, and this is good. We're going to jump back into casting call right here for a short second. Who would they cast as Red Skull?
Billy Dee Williams.
Lando, no! No, it's Christopher Walken.
Horrible. I can't see him doing his monologue. Like, every time I want to do Christopher Walken, and if I haven't heard it, ends up coming out sound like William Shatner.
A little like William Shatties.
But, no. No, he's...
I had that watch in my ass.
Is that it? Is that it? I still, like, without hearing it, I can't replicate it.
No, it's a terrible Walken impersonation.
Okay.
Fucking terrible.
Maybe that's
anyway, I think that's it for casting call.
Okay.
I'm kind of impressed with how shitty Wizard does at casting these people.
Who would have thought they would have gone out of business?
All right, let's get back in this game. All right, so let's talk about, since we're talking about all these reboots, which I said never happened.
Right.
Daredevil. Happening.
Yes.
Director, David Slade, 30 Days a Night.
David Spade.
He's great, man. When he was in that movie Black Sheeps.
Yeah, he was fucking good. His career died along with Chris Farley.
Oh. The day that Chris Farley died, he was like, oh my God, I got this one script, Joe Dirt, and it's going to be great, and everything else is going to be terrible.
Come on, carry me, Joe Dirt.
It got him pretty far.
It did. And
he is fucking Heather Locklear.
He is fucking
Emmy. He has had his dick inside a Heather Locklear.
Okay, I thought maybe he cut off her face and like he's walking out pretending to.
He has pretended to be Heather Locklear. For
ultimately,
5 years.
Though, at the end of the day, when you're at that age that they're at, who hasn't fucked Heather Locklear?
I haven't.
You're not that age, though.
I wish I did.
You wish you did? I don't know. Her fucking vagina's probably had more plastic surgery than her face.
That's hard to do.
No wonder David Spade went after this. Probably like cutting a hole in a fucking Cabbage Patch Kid or like one of those plastic fucking babies. And just like, oh yeah.
It's so dry and dusty.
Exactly. Like, that'd just be horrible.
Is that Richie Sambora's watch? Oh, yeah. Just pull it out of there.
It just comes out. Like, yeah. What else I got? You probably find Charlie Sheen's driver's license in her fucking vagina.
Covered in cocaine.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, Daredevil, David Slade's going to direct it, and they've got some casting rumors, which I'm a little bummed about.
Mm-hmm.
Two people who might be playing Daredevil. Mm-hmm. This is completely unfounded rumors.
Yes.
But it's going through the grapevine right now. Bradley Cooper, Garrett Hudlund.
Okay, first off, I think everyone knows who Bradley Cooper is.
Yeah. You
know, he's pretty badass right now.
He was that little fat guy in The Hangover.
Yes, the hairy fat guy.
Yeah, and he was fucking awesome, man.
Now, the other guy, whatever his name is, Hegland or...
Garrett Hedlund, yeah.
Yeah, he's the Tron kid.
He's Tron kid.
No.
They were going to have him be Captain America. He turned the role down.
Well, thank fucking God.
I know.
Right? Because he'd have been a fucking douchebag.
Terrible.
Now, this is goes back to what you were saying before about the quality of actors that they're getting to put in these movies. You look at a character like Daredevil, and there's a lot more complexity to his person than some of the other superheroes. And you just can't go and get a pretty fucking face and throw him in here and have him be...
Yeah, you can. It's called Ben Affleck, and it worked.
Look, he's a very deep and serious actor. He's won an Oscar.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
For his role in Reindeer Games.
Fucking amazing movie.
Great stuff.
And I actually didn't mind Ben Affleck as Daredevil. As far as those movies go, it was, you know, it was all part of that new craze coming out. Could have been better. Yes.
I liked it.
I did too.
That's what we're saying. Like, I think everyone, like, dishes on it because there's some bad shit. I'm not going to lie. Colin Farrell as Bullseye was really shitty. But, like, a lot of this stuff kind of worked for me.
Right. And I know we've talked about that stuff before, but, you know, you look at someone like Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper needs to be a superhero. Because he's built and he's gorgeous, and I want to touch his pecs, and I want to rub my hand on his hairy chest, and then slide my fingers into his mouth, and then get some saliva, and then put them in my mouth and suck on them.
Wow. So, the new title of our podcast is Gayopolis. But Bradley Cooper should definitely look into being in the superhero movies. It'd be a very wise choice. He's just a hot commodity right now. But as Matt Murdock...
I like it. I think it could work.
I don't think so. I think he's too tall. I just don't see either of those guys as Matt Murdock.
Hold on. They've been making little fucking dudes like Tom Cruise and Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone look taller in every movie for the last 40 years. If they need to make Bradley Cooper a little shorter, they can.
I just don't see him as... Matt Murdock. And I just finished seeing, I just went and saw this past weekend, Limitless, which he was in.
Yeah.
And he does kind of move up. His character goes from being like a down on his luck writer, takes a pill, gets better, opens up his, you know, perception, whatever. And he did have like a very nice, professional, lawyered up look and everything.
Yeah.
But I think if you see that and you see him be that person and act, you won't like it.
Who do you want then? Who do you think?
I don't know yet. I haven't found the right person. Like, the Garrett Hedlund dude, no. Mm-hmm. Fuck him. Because he's too short and stocky.
Agreed.
Jason Statham has no shot.
What?
Yeah, I heard a Jason Statham rumor. He has no shot at being Matt Murdock. Like, that's fucking stupid.
Terrible.
So, I don't know yet. But, you know, when they name the people and it comes across, hopefully it'll be good. But, yeah.
Okay.
And I think Bradley Cooper should hold out for a bigger role. Than Daredevil. I think he could get a big franchise deal going with the character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He'd actually be a really good Guy Gardner.
They're not going to make a fucking Guy Gardner.
No, but, you know, that'd be a really cool thing. Him and Ryan Reynolds in the same fucking movie, that'd be pretty fucking
They're basically
legit.
Twins.
They are.
Yeah. I have dreams about them making out when I'm sucking both their dicks. It's awesome.
God. Is there a reason why you locked the door to the office
yeah.
and you brought a kiddie pool for Astroglide in here.
There's also a reason my hand is on your dick right now.
That's what I thought. I was just sitting on something awkward. Mm-mm.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. But actually, David Slade, I'm kind of interested in what David Slade's going to do. Yeah, David Slade, I mean, 30 Days of Night was pretty good.
I really liked it. I'm not a huge vampire fan.
Like, oh, vampire, wait a minute. Movies. I thought that was the movie with Josh Hartnett where he couldn't fuck for 30 days.
No, that's 40 days and 40 nights.
No.
Not 30 Days of Night.
Oh, God, no. That movie sucked. They both have Josh Hartnett in it. What just happened in my mind?
Whenever you have a movie with multiple 10 in the title, Josh Hartnett's going to be in it?
Yes. Lucky number 11, multiple of 10.
Ten Commandments? Oh, who was Moses?
Josh Hartnett.
Fuck yeah, he was. Hollywood Homicide.
10.
10 syllables in that.
10.
By the way, if you listen to that and you tried to count 10 syllables in Hollywood Homicide, you're a dumbass.
I think we're just dumbasses.
No, we're awesome.
Oh, shit, you're right. Okay, let's move on from this fuck Daredevil reboot. Okay. Darren, and this is a sad note, Darren Aronofsky, off mm-hmm. Wolverine 2.
Was that his choice or was
his choice, he rolled.
Then that's probably saying something. I mean, I can't really say that I blame him. I would probably want to jump ship on a lot of the X-Men franchises.
Franchises,
especially with having seen, and we talked about the X-Men First Class.
Yeah.
This is something I hope they end X-Men First Class, get that done, kill X-Men, and reboot it. That's something that does need rebooting.
Yeah, it could be interesting. But reason he left is because it's, I guess the script is based in Japan, which I'm excited about. Wolverine in Japan for the whole movie could be cool.
Okay.
But he was going to be had to be out of the country for like a year, and he didn't want to be out of a country from his family for a year. Now, this is the exact same excuse that Matthew Vaughn gave when he left X-Men 3 and gave us the Ratner doing X-Men 3, which was terrible.
Well, you know, I think what he saw was the huge amounts of radiation that's leaking out of the reactors in Japan.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go over there and have his fucking wife turn into a fucking mutant.
Rachel Weisz, don't do that to us. We love you.
God damn, I love Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz, I love you!
God.
Also, another thing they're trying to do now, and this is just, since we're talking about Japan, mm-hmm. and we're talking about nuclear explosions in Japan,
right.
and we're talking about terrible, terrible things,
right.
especially terrible casting.
And reboots.
There's only one thing to talk about.
Right.
Akira.
Akira.
Akira!
Hmm.
Dong!
Well, that'll be something. Is that being done by an American studio?
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, so we're just going to take it, debase it, make it horrible.
I'm going to read you. They have a short list of actors for the two main characters.
Okay.
And as I'm reading this, I'm going to watch you fall apart as a human being.
Okay.
All right. Tetsuya. Here are the people they think they should be. Tetsuya. James McAvoy. Robert Pattinson.
Okay, so the kid from Wanted.
The kid from... What? We got Wanted, and we got Twilight.
We got fucking Wanted and fucking Twinkle Pyre.
Okay. Twinkle Pyre it is. For Kaneda... It just breaks me down as I read it. Garrett Hedlund, of course. Michael Fassbender, are you kidding me? The guy who was playing Magneto in the new X-Men movie? Chris Pine, Justin Timberlake.
Well, he did Boo Boo's voice. He's perfect.
Oh, you're right.
Perfect transition.
You're right.
You know, from one of the most classic pieces of Japanese animation to one of the most classic pieces of American
perfect
animation. Slap them together. Boo Boo meets Akira. Justin Timberlake.
We got it. And then Joaquin Phoenix.
Is he even doing anything? Like,
does he
even talk outside of his to the birds and living
care.
In his beard?
I don't care.
That's going to be really horrible. No matter what they do, thank you, America, for taking something really awesome, original, and classy, and wow. Yeah,
whoa.
Fuck you, studio, who's deciding to do this.
The studio system in America is just made up a bunch of fucking dicks.
Yeah, money-grubbing dicks.
Oh my God,
How can we make a quarter this week? I know, we'll redo Akira. There'll be lots of anime kids and the Oaktu or whatever those fucking classic geek is called.
Listen, I'm tired of the bad news. Let's get to some good news.
Good news time!
Hey, oh, Lord of the Rings!
Oh, so fucking close.
June 28th.
That means
God.
On June 29th, I'll be taking a vacation day and having a marathon at my place. Everyone's invited!
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to watch these movies on Blu-ray.
Fuck yeah.
It's gonna be the best day of my life.
Next to the time where you got your asshole poked by an orc.
I got raped by... You're saying I got raped by an orc? oh yeah, I love that smooth gray skin and that dirty, dirty face.
Yeah, they'll fucking smack you in the face with their dick. It comes out looking like the hand of Saruman. It's like, pow! Oh!
Oh, god damn. That's terrible.
That was good. That was good times.
I can't wait.
We get into our music rhymes. That's a whole nother podcast.
Oh shit, we got some skills.
Fucking bring back peanut butter and jelly.
Now here's some. So that was good news. Here's some more good news.
Yeah.
Two more seasons of Venture Brothers. Love it.
Good.
And Doc Hammer said 90-minute movie on the way. I love Venture Brothers.
I met Doc Hammer. Did I tell you that?
Oh, you fucking met Doc Hammer?
Yeah, I was down at the Dragon Con in Atlanta a couple years ago. He was handing out limited edition copies of Dr. Grover's lithograph. So I got one and had him sign it for me.
Rub it in, dick.
Yeah. Yeah, he's about the size of my pinky.
Yeah, he's a real small dude.
Like, really fucking small dude.
Yeah.
Like, he's the size of Dr. Venture.
Yeah.
And he's got some really sweet tats and stuff. I mean,
he's a cool motherfucker. Every time you watch their like Comic-Con appearances, they're fucking funny, really insightful, and just cool guys.
His
like,
Dr. Girlfriend voice is just amazing.
I think it's time. You know what time?
Which time is it?
Baywatch. Fuck you, Michael Bay.
Let's talk about this, Michael Bay. I saw a movie this weekend, and it was fucking amazing. And it was called Battle for L.A.
Ooh.
It was basically a Michael Bay movie, except it had the things that all Michael Bay movies miss. Heart, emotion, feeling, real.
Good
that
actors.
You could believe it. There were actors that acted. It was crazy. I mean, it was... So it was aliens from space attacking the United States. Over-the-top Americana references, and it was our military, rah-rah-rah. But you know what? Oh my god, you felt for the characters. And when someone died, like, you felt it, you know what I mean? I mean, they do some of the cliche stuff where they're like, oh, he's got a kid. I mean, you know that guy's gonna die, you know what I mean? But what happens, the way it works, and the way the action feels, it's so visceral, intense, and it feels like they're actually fighting each other. Whereas when you watch a Transformers movie, or any of Michael Bay's movies, the Bad Boys movies, it's just so over the top and stupid where it's just like, I'm gonna flip this car on a highway, and I'm gonna drive this Porsche underneath it, and it's gonna transform into a jet and explode into space! In this one, it's like, if a motherfucking alien gets shot, the alien feels it. If a human gets shot, the human feels it. And like, you see them feel it.
Like their face goes, oh, I'm shot.
Yeah, like, that's what would happen in a Michael Bay movie. We'd be like, yo, I got shot, but I'm still standing here tough, because I'm so cool and shit.
Also,
but,
the whoever directed Battle for L.A., and props to you, because Tron's giving you some kudos. And I know you're going to sleep easier knowing that
you
fucking appreciated it. So you're saying it was real.
Felt real. You had an emotional connection to some of the characters. The decisions that the characters make, I mean, you can see why they do it. It's like, movie is made, Michael Bay movie, but they said, what would Michael Bay do here? And they did the opposite.
So, you're gonna... That explains a lot with the WWMBD question mark bumper stick you have. What would Michael Bay do?
Yeah. Yeah, I have that. I actually have a tattoo of that in my ass crack that no one has seen.
And you know what? Your ass crack gets out there more than...
A lot of people think. It's there all the time. I show it off. But inside my ass crack, there's the, what would Michael Bay do? I think about that every day, because it hurts to sit down.
And then you shit, and that's what Michael Bay would do.
Yeah, Michael Bay would shit. He would shit all over everything.
Oh.
Because he's a fucking asshole. He's a vapid piece of shit, terrible director that doesn't know what a fucking movie is. You know, he was an assistant on Raiders of the Lost Ark. It said the movie was going to be shit. That's what a fucking idiot Michael Bay is. Alright? So he sucks dick and he makes shit fuck movies, and someone just showed him up in a theater and he probably didn't know because he was too busy snorting blow off of the hood of a Lambo going 90 miles an hour. Which would be kind of cool, actually.
Michael Bay, if you listen to this and you ever do fucking blow off of a Lambo going 90 miles an hour, we'll stop doing this segment.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Fucking call us sometime.
Yeah.
Dick, you got our number.
Fuck you, Michael Bay.
Okay.
We have a new segment this week. Erdor's Castle.
Erdor's Castle.
So this is going to be game reviews from my older brother, Aaron...
We have named your segment.
Alright, what is the name of my segment?
It's called Erador's Castle.
Alright, very appropriate. Well, thanks for having me, I guess.
Thanks for being here.
So we're going to stand here while you go through this game review, and we are just going to yell at you the whole time.
Right.
We didn't tell you that twist, but it's going to be fantastic.
Alright.
So what game are we reviewing, Aaron?
We're going to be reviewing Dragon Age 2 for the PC, Xbox, and PS3.
More like Dragon Gay 2.
Alright, that's very true. There is a lot of gay action in this game.
There's a lot of gay stuff in this game?
Yes, there is.
What kind of gay stuff are we talking about?
Dick sucking? No, anything like that, but there are gay relationships.
Well, at least they're getting with the times.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It feels like real life with me and JP.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only downside is every single person is probably bi in this universe, I guess, is what they're saying. So.
Oh, cool.
So they can swing
like
both ways.
So it's like me at night.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So the gameplay, what type of game is Dragon Age 2?
Dragon Age 2 is an RPG developed by BioWare and is a sequel to Dragon Age Origins.
And how popular is Dragon Age Origins?
Dragon Age Origins is very popular with the fantasy role-playing crowd.
Okay.
Although it hasn't hit the mainstream, Dragon Age 2 was designed to hit the mainstream audience with a more action-paced combat.
Yeah, I heard it's more of almost like a little bit more button mashing than it is actual real time controls.
Dragon Age Origins is about, if anyone remembers Baldur's Gate or anything like that, it's more about tactical movement and stuff like that. Dragon Age Origins was kind of a spiritual successor. Dragon Age 2 replaces that with more action. Basically, what the designer said is if you hit a button, something awesome happens. It doesn't really come off that way. It's more of a button masher in a lot of places. But every once in a while, the game's difficulty spikes, and you have to play the game like Dragon Age Origins before. And it doesn't flow very well together, and it causes some issues here and there. But
what kind of issues does it cause? And also, saying I can play the game because I just mash buttons and scream at the screen?
Well, you could get pretty far in the first act, but eventually you're going to hit a roadblock with a boss-like character.
So here's how we can play the game. Is I could just mash the buttons and scream and yell dick at the screen the whole time, and then when we get to the harder part, I could just hand the controller to you. Because you played Dragon Age Origins, you can get me through that part so I can get back to mashing buttons.
Yes, but
good.
The thing is, though, is I wouldn't need you, because I could mash the buttons
as well. What the fuck are you trying to say?
Oh!
No!
Who just got kicked out of Erador's castle?
Oh, my God.
Erador doesn't need you.
I'm out! I'm done!
Okay, so we have the... there he went.
Yeah.
We have the game play, you know, down graphically. How's it looking? And not just graphically, how's it compare on the systems?
Well, the graphics are actually not very good. It uses the old Dragon Age Origins with an upgraded engine, tiny bit, but overall the textures are nothing to write home about. Basically, what they try to do is they try to cover this up with a new art style. They kind of take the game in a different direction from the original. I don't know what they're going for, but there's more high fantasy, kind of like Final Fantasy stuff in it. Super large swords, over exaggerated armors a little tiny bit, some outrageous hairstyles here and there.
Okay.
But other than that, it's not anything to write home about. It's not great, it's just average.
So you're saying that they really could have made a more graphically superior
game? Yes, they
game,
could have. Oh, this
and
game,
they just kind of let it drop.
This problem with Dragon Age 2 is it's a very rushed development. It's only had a year and a half. Where the original had 5 years. And to cut corners here and there, what they do is they reuse maps. And they basically just have the whole entire story take place in the town of Kirkwall. So basically they just keep going to the same sections of Kirkwall, and you keep going through the same exact areas and maps.
So, we don't get to explore the map anymore. There's not those places to come in. Andy wants back in the studio.
Yo, can I still suck a dick in that game now?
Yes, you can.
No dicks. I can get the fuck out.
Yes, you can. You actually can suck a dick in this game, but although it has to be tastefully edited, so.
And you'll just have to button mash his way through sucking a dick.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that would be a good mini game for some people. You know, like a quick time event.
Faster, baby, faster!
Yeah. Oh, shit, he sucked that dick like nobody's business.
Yes, he did.
So what's the final grade?
The final grade, well...
3 popcorns and 2 dogs?
No, I was just going to go with a simple star system.
Oh, that's so boring.
Okay, so
but I wasn't going to go out of a 10-star, and I'm not going to do half.
Can we do hot air balloons?
For honor review, I will do hot air balloons.
Okay.
And I do it out of 5 hot air balloons. This game gets 3 out of 5 hot air balloons.
Yay!
With lots of gay action.
Love it.
Oh.
Hold on, it gets an extra boner for me because of the gay stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if it was on the dick scale, it would be 4 out of 5 dicks, but it's out of hot air.
Yeah, you're right. So shit, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, I think we did it this week.
I think we just wrapped it up. We got Erador's Castle in.
Let's end it with the catchphrase, baby.
Hey, thanks for listening to Geekopolis for all the stuff you really don't care about and you could find somewhere else on the internet.
Peace!